Ag Secretary, Mr. Doug Goring, who is there. Hello, Doug.
Hey, good afternoon, Mick.
Well, you are on your way to another meeting, so you are. But I guess this morning over in Moorhead, we had an opportunity to hear from some congressmen and women, and they are trying to put the pieces together to start writing the next farm bill and figure out how to make NRCS more effective at wetlands determination and just a whole host of things. What did you take away from this morning's hearing, Doug?
Oh, I thought it was a really good meeting. I like the emphasis that was put on this meeting about education. The fact that tiling can be very beneficial, and it's the thing that others have talked about for quite a long time, and I know that Congressman Kramer, Congressman Peterson certainly have talked about it and have recognized the benefits. One is soil health. The other has to do with water storage and soil water capacity. And I think when you start to talk about those things in that respect, and it's what the panelists all displayed, showed, and backed up, and there was a whole array of panelists. I can begin to really mention all of them, but I know there was Brian Hefty was there, Tom Scheer from NDSU, Roger Ellenson, who does some of that construction and tiling work. But the thing that I enjoyed about, they brought science to the table. They talked about the elasticity that you build into the system. I appreciated the math when they started talking about just tiling 1 million acres in some of these areas in Red River Valley, for example, or anywhere. But 1 million acres has the potential of storing 408 billion gallons of water, which translates into about 32,500 acres at 38 feet deep. And if you want to put that in another sense, that would probably be equivalent to Devil's Lake in the early 90s before it really swelled. I mean, you're talking about that much water. So that's significant, and it could help with flood control. It is another opportunity to harvest that water later when we have crop development going on. You mitigate the flooding. And some of the issues that were pointed out then during this went back to wetland determination. And not to confuse that with NRCS doing wetland determination so that it could be drained. No, it's about establishing setbacks from those. And we've heard, and I've been in meetings, and I've heard from some of the environmentalists, and some of the activists out there who talk about, oh, you're just out there draining wetlands. You can't drain wetlands. We haven't been able to do that since 1985. This is about establishing setbacks when you're making determinations so that you can manage for soil health and soil water capacity and storage.
You know, one of the big topics of the day, of course, was the NRCS and their backlog and the appeals and the long time it takes to make a wetlands determination. And that issue was addressed today, and hopefully they'll either, you know, and Congressman Tim Walz of Minnesota said that that's our fault that NRCS is not able to make a rapid determination. But yet it seems like there's some procedures in NRCS that just, it takes them, like in South Dakota, there's some 4-year backlog of some wetlands determinations.
Well, I know the Dakotas have suffered immensely. We don't seem to get the same technical assistance that Iowa and Minnesota get. This has been an issue for a while. North Dakota and South Dakota have dealt with 2, 3, 4 year issues surrounding determinations. And it has gotten to the point that it's so frustrating for landowners, for farmers, that they see some political agenda here, or they see interference or influence from environmental and wildlife groups trying to prevent any determinations from being made, which continues to give us more issues, more problems on the landscape, and it causes more impact, economic impact to our cities, our communities, but then also an economic impact to the agricultural sector because of prevent plant, because of flooding, because of soil health issues. We don't have the ability to manage the salt properly and in a way that is beneficial. This is a way to deliver clean water again into a system in a timely manner versus just allowing it to run over the top, dragging topsoil and sediment with it into some of our tributaries, and then causing more issues with loading, either phosphorus loading, nitrogen loading. This is a good plan, and it's another tool in the toolbox. It's a component to managing water and mitigating flood.
Sounded to me like, Doug, though, that you and I are preaching to the choir. If farmers, if there were 10 more or maybe 100 more drainage drain tile companies out there, and if commodity prices were a whole lot better than they are, we'd have a whole lot more land tiled than now. But it also seems like there is in Congress a fair amount of opposition to drain tile, but for unscientific reasons.
Well, and that's the problem. We have people out there with opinions, but their opinions are not based on facts. They're not based on science. I appreciated what Congressman Peterson had to say and Congressman Kramer, but Peterson went right out there and just called a spade a spade. He said people are making claims and statements that just aren't true. And where is the information? Where's the facts? Why it doesn't seem that the public's getting this. You just hear anecdotal information, and you hear groups running wild with misinformation, and no one's challenging them. And I would probably say that it's not as much about that. It's about getting an opportunity in front of the microphone or on paper and getting the other side told, the other story told, that, you know what, this is the facts. This is what it does. And you can't listen to these activists, these environmental groups, that just continue to want to cause havoc and harm to our communities, our cities, and to our rural landscape.
So the hearing this morning over in Moorhead, it was a good, a lot of farmers were there. All the commodity group leaders were there, and again, it was good. Hopefully, this will lay the groundwork for giving NRCS more tools and either less regulation or more people, or maybe the right people to maybe get some of these this backlog of wetland determination and other issues that are holding farmers up from making food like they do so well, and hopefully that'll speed the process up. So all right, well, Doug, what else is on your plate these days at the Ag Commissioner's office?
Well, we're getting ready for some regional policy meetings. We got MASDA coming up, which is the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Ag. Also have a meeting, or I should say a trade mission coming up here in about a week, where we're going to be working on some ag policy with USDA in the Ukraine and Romania. Have some real concerns with some things that are transpiring over there, have been. And then with the fall of their currency, it's putting more and more pressure on the global market and putting us in a very uncompetitive position. So sometimes, a lot of times, our trade missions are about moving product, and we're going to be looking at doing a little bit of that to more of those middle-class consumers. But there's also some trade and ag policy that needs to be addressed while we're over there. So that'll be a nice opportunity. Also working on, growing seasons here. So we're getting calls. Sometimes we're getting a few complaints. Checking those things out. We're just trying to make sure that we're available, we're at service, and we're trying to provide all the tools necessary for our farmers and ranchers to do the job, the work that they have to do. It keeps driving the economy, feeding this nation, and feeding the world.
Where is the NASDA meeting, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture? Where's that meeting this summer?
NASDA itself, the Midwest, will be in Kansas, and then the national, NASDA, will be in Nebraska in September.
All right. Very good. So everything is kind of in the middle part of the U.S. this year.
Yeah, we're going to be centrally located.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks for I know there's a lot of North Dakota companies that do a lot of business over in the Ukraine, and all of that is with the strength of the U.S. dollar, the weakening of their currency, that's really put the extra crimp on their business. So thanks for helping that out, and thanks for doing what you do, Doug.
Well, thank you much, Mick. It's an honor to serve and represent this state and our farmers and ranchers in the upper Midwest.
All right, thank you. We'll chat again real soon.
You bet. Take care. Have a great day.
I will. You the same. Thank you.